'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children all nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Rapid than eagles, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. More rapid than eagles, the coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the walls, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle and mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in an instant, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his sack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. But a wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. We'll be right back. his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
"'Twas the blink before Christmas, and all through the crib I dug the real gone ones, spieling ad lib. Their leg sacks were hung by the smoke hole, in fact, all the squares were ready to beg from old Santa's fine pack. Why, the cats and the fly chicks were knocking their nod, while some real nervous ideas in their think boxes trod. "Hey, Pop, open your glimmers," hollered little Joe Hip, and I bounced from my soft and gave my lilies a flip. I dug a slider man up there in the sky and lamped the deal of what it was pulled by. Four deuces of trotters, the biggest of sleds, all cool and real frantic from hoof to their head. The trotters were wailing and laying their drive right over our crib, man, and that's no jive. 'Twas then I dug the cat cracking the whip, mad and real gone, like he just left his ship. He started swinging and shouting out loud, and he laid a spiel on his nags who had just rode through the clouds. "Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, not a stride are we Nixon. With his sled loaded down with some real crazy things, this nervous cat popped out as though he wore wings. We all ducked away from the window so bright as we heard that cat fall down the smoke hole that night. The bag on his shoulders was just bulging and fat with playthings and presents for each chick and each cat. There were drapes and togs and sky pieces fine, bottles and jugs, mostly Sneaky Pete wine. He loosed up his bag and dumped out all that jive, and when we started pulling and grabbing, man, didn't we strive. Old Satchmo began blowing some mad jumping riffs as we cats and chicks latched on to those gifts. Saint Nick got so salty, man, he became a real drag. Wrapped up his presents to put back in his bag. He copped a quick trot to the smoke hole once more, and the cats and the fly chicks cut rug to the floor. In a flash, he was gone, right on up through that hole. And all that was left was a jug of wine old Joe Hippet stole. Now, believe me, you people, I tell you no lie, and I'll stick by this story till the day I die. With my own deuce of gone peepers, I dug old St. Nick. And I'm swearing it was him, and it's no trick. Though he left no evidence to prove I'm not lying. Go get a taste from Joe Hip of that fine Sneaky Pete wine.
Johnny Powers with the little Yuletide happenings for everyone. It was the night before Yuletide, and all through the pad, not a junkie was stirring, not even a roach. The kicks were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that the man would not be there. The dudes were all nestled, all snug in their cribs, with vision of LSD in their heads. Mama and Papa away for a week, the junkies were here to freak. When out on a lawn I heard such a clatter, I sprang from my beanbag to see what was the matter. Stashing my hash and straightening my stash, I waited a porch like a flash. Rubbing my bloodshot eyes high as a cake, digging at the curb a groovy safe, long limousine, a groovy machine, a cool dude driver fixing his bow. He had a shat-tone wrap and a shat-tone hat. I knew this dude knew where it was at. Sipping some tea and digging on a J, we split for the righteous scene. Signs galore is what we looked for, and soon we would be there. Popping, snorting, smoking, and then I was really digging this dude's blend. Digging Frank Zappa, Santana, Deep Purple, and the Allman Brothers, I knew this was it. Until some blowed-out drunk asked me, who in the hell is Fallopius Monk? I blew my mind, I did my thing, and I was coming down with a zing. Back to the crib, I had knocked myself out, and thank God that I didn't freak out.
T'was the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old pops and mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pops fled to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes and his red tweed vine caused heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the cat like flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some cold black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-sized cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. "I'm the bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee." Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was two, a real boss arrangement of Ooyah-Koo. For moms, a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. "So that's it, Pops," Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink, to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, "Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out."
Like this is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs. Like a gatepost of Dumbarton Oaks, the Washington estate, which has been the setting for several international conferences, it bears a plaque that reads, "Way Out." Like it was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging. That's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine in hopes the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hit their sacks, and me and the bride had begun to unlax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks being pulled by 8 dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as I stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Tubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. Like he was the squarest man, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He's laid the jazz on me and fled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool you, man, later like dig." Have a cool you, and man, later like. Have a cool yule and man later, like day.
Before Christmas, and a white midnight moon made the joint seem as quiet as a stool pigeon's tomb. The only things holy tonight were my shoes, and the neon hotel sign was a backwards tattoo. But I'd just cracked the seal of some holiday fare, saxophone solo of Silent Night filled the air. And then wham! Sharp as a shiv on Saturday night, the street was as noisy as a heavyweight fight. To my milky eyes, there quick came a clue. From a 49 Merc crawled a lowrider crew. Trailing their leader, who was just out for kicks, I was about to be blessed by a visit from Nick. Around my block, they spilled like a stain. Nick had a voice that had unplugged a drain, and he said,
"Mr. Topo, dos chucos, Lepke and Ray, vamonos muchachos, it's late, I'm the lad, on loco, on Romeo, let's look alive, popcorn and Eddie, stop all that jive."
See, these were the bad cats that slash all your tires. They'd spit gas in your mouth if your teeth were on fire. But these low-riding angels dusted the night, and something seemed different. Something seemed right. I stood there alone, awaiting my fate. Nick bounded up over my fire escape. He wore a red shirt, and his chinos were green. His beard was all smeared with taquitos and beans. His belly was round with Mexican beer. And he wore a mistletoe belt buckle that said,
"Hey, kiss me here."
But he carried tequila, chicharrones, and treats. And the sound of his crew blew in off the streets. I said, "Shut the door, you're born in a barn." He said, "It was more like a manger, I think, Padron." He drained half the tequila in a series of slugs.
"It's a tradition," he said. "When you're done, eat the bug."
You know, as I stared out the window, I heard him call out the message that they'd spray painted on my fences and walls. It's a Christmas greeting I think that I'll keep.
Feliz Navidad. Get a good night's sleep.
Next week is New Year's Eve. My annual evening of sobriety, New Year's. See, it's amateur's night out, and I'm a pro. Merry Christmas.
Okay, kiddies, it's Christmas Eve. Time for Betty Bye. Look, what's doing in your hit the sack, huh?
All right, Uncle Stan. How about The Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean the poem. Say it, please. Huh, please.
Okay, okay. Close your eyes, huh? Now, get the picture. Now, it was this here a dark night, see? And there was, like snow. And this house was sitting out there, see? And Mom and I were settling down for a long winter's nap. She in her black denim kerchief and I in my motorcycle cap, see? And there arose these here hooves on the roofs. Hoofs on the roof. I tell you what it was more like a clatter up there. You got the picture?
But Uncle Stan, do it from the start like 'twas the night before.
Okay, okay. Close your eyes, huh? 'Twas the night before, the night before...
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, the children were snestled all smug in their beds. Well, they weren't exactly snestled, you know. They were, I tell you, I had these here visions of, you know, like sweet plums.
Sugar plums.
Look, just close your eyes, huh?
Okay, Uncle Stan, but when does the Santa Claus part come?
I'm coming to it. Get the picture, huh? Remember when I told you about that there roof, what there rose off such a clatter of under? Remember?
Yes.
Well, that clatter come from this little bitty sleigh, what was fastened like to these eight tiny deers, what had the deer feet, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, this sleigh was drove by a guy what had whiskers, kind of like Mitch Miller, only white. You dig?
I dig.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks. Well, what he had was this here jelly belly. I mean, he was pretty funny, but with that ho, ho, ho and all, and I had a laugh like in spite of myself, you know?
But Uncle Stan...
Close your eyes, huh?
But the reindeer, you forgot where St. Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Oh, okay, well, I'm coming to that. Get the picture, huh? You ready for the name?
Yes, yes.
Sure you're snestled in your bed?
I'm snestled.
Okay, here they come, boy. Now Dasher. How's his name, see? Now Dasher. Now Dancer. Now Prancer. Now Marilyn. Now Gina.
Hold it.
Now Lola.
Hold it.
Brigida.
Uncle Stan.
Remember, dear names?
It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Close your eyes, huh? Remember that jelly belly fella I told you about was steering the deers?
Yes.
Well, he came sliding to his hair fireplace, spread a bunch of toys around, and took off, you know? And, the silly one against the moon there, he looked over his shoulder and, he hollered a darling ad lib, which escapes me for the moment.
Uncle Stan's asleep, but what St. Nick really said was, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Okay, they get the picture.
Close your eyes, huh?
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. And wait until you see that merry Christmas tree. So on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. To the top of the roof, to the top of the wall, he's coming to wish merry
Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. And to all of you girls, and all of you boys, from the Barretts, Merry Christmas, Detroit!
Listen up! So it's Christmas Eve, the 24th. You wanna know what happens in my house? Well, check this out. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the casa, not a creature was stirring. I was wondering, ¿qué pasa? Los niños were all tucked away in their camas. Some in long underwear, some in pajamas. They hung up their stockings with anticipation and prayed to old Santa, please don't be on vacation. But they waited for hours. They tried to stay quiet, but Santa was late. It turned into a riot.
Tonight, before Christmas, we're amazing.
Ha ha.
Waiting for the man. It's tonight.
Oh yeah.
Before Christmas, no time to be lazy.
Hey, stop those horns. I got more. Hey, I'm not done yet. Could you shut up? I told him Saint Nick keeps a list of los malos. Stop fighting, stop yelling. I warned Juan and Carlos. The bad ones get nada, I said with conviction. But somehow they knew the old man was full of fiction. As soon as they fell asleep, I got busy. I climbed on the roof, but I got nauseous and dizzy. My reindeer were fake. My sleigh was bogus. I was hoping the niños wouldn't even notice.
It's the night.
I'm trying.
Before Christmas,
we're
crazy.
I'm loco.
Waiting for the man.
The Toys R Us boxes are piled in the closet. So under each stocking I made my deposit. The trucks and the bicycles, Barbie, muy grande. I'll pay for it all maybe 2 years from Monday.
That's right, yo. Well, I love mi familia, the kids, the two dogs and my good woman Celia. Uh-huh. It's like one in the morning.
Okay.
We're making passionate love and there wasn't no warning. Next day, kid said it's all mommy doing stuff. But the big fat man, no comment. I'm back up the ladder. I'm a Latino Santa. Yo, does it matter? Gotta get moving. Everybody waiting. Now is the time. I better be saying, come Pepe, Pedro, Luz, and Lazaro. Reindeer, vamos, fly like an arrow. Feliz Navidad to the whole damn neighborhood. Peace on earth is my wish. Let the new year be good.
It's
that's right.
Before Christmas, we're amazing.
Oh yeah.
Waiting for the night.
Ha ha.
Before Christmas, no time to be lazy.
I'm trying.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's clench our fists.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's grit our lips.
And let's get ready for another bone-chilling adventure of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
It was the night before Xmas, and all through the house, not a...
Wait, I thought you lived in your car, Nick.
Well, it isn't a house in the conventional sense, Dwight. It's a metaphorical house, like being in the house, like, oh, in the house. Get it?
Barely.
Well, wherever it was certainly quiet. Too quiet. and it was certainly a place where not a creature was stirring, not even your tiniest of mice. And look, these particular mices had stockings hung by their window like they was curtains with care.
We hope that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
Hey, that really got to me. By St. Nicholas, I figured they meant me, Nick. Nicholas, get it?
I get it. I'm not stupid. You've got mice living in your car who worship you.
X-Tree! Children nestled all snug in beds. Sugar plum visions, dancing heads. X-Tree!
Hey, that was sweet, too. What was going on? Something was weird, that's for sure. For instance, there'd been talk all over this tough town that mob boss Rocky Rococo had suddenly reformed.
It was a peaceful life now that I was reformed. In fact, Ma Barker in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Come on, girls,
out on the lawn.
Get the sleigh.
There arose such a clatter.
I get the sleigh.
Rocky sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
I opened the window and threw them a flash, disarmed all the shutters and threw up on the sash. I love Xmas.
Meanwhile, down at police headquarters, handsomely backlit, Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw stands at the window peering through his new FBI binoculars.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gives the luster of midday to objects below. I was surveilling, but in a kind of poetic way, just like I learned in police acting school.
And what to his wandering eyes does appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh, no! This is even worse than my usual hullabaloos. I saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Nick. Yeah, Nick Danger, my old three-eyed nemesis.
But more rapid than eagles, Nick's courses they came, and Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
On Smasher, Lap Dancer, on Squasher and Vixen, on Brandy, on Inga, on Blondie, let's blitz up.
They were on top of my porch, on the top of my wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Frankly, I felt like an idiot, but I had to say dash away. It was in the script. And speaking of scripts, I was beginning to wonder about our writers. Hey, Dwight,
yeah.
Where are the writers?
Well,
okay,
in there.
Hey, Manny,
yeah,
take this. As dry leaves that before the wild storm.
Hurricane.
So hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the skies. It's good.
Okay, great. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Beautiful writing, but only fit for mice and small children. We needed action and danger. So up to the housetop, my coursers, they flew with the sleigh full of toys and Nick. Dangerous, too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each stiletto hoof. As I drew out my rod and was turning around, down the chimney, Nick Danger came with a blonde.
Oh. All right, hold it right there. When I got to the scene of the crime, I saw Nick Danger. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
Bradshaw, stand back.
Hey, Nick, don't you know it's politically incorrect to wear fur? Do you know how many ermines died for that suit?
Huh?
And your clothes are all tarnished with ashes and soot. Whoa.
But instead of a monkey, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a burglar just opening his pack.
He's stealing the place blind.
No.
No, Bradshaw, you're wrong. Look his eyes, how they twinkle, his cute little dimples, how merry.
Look, Al, my cheeks are like roses, my nose like a cherry.
Yum, yum.
He's got a droll little mouth drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chinny chin chin is just as white as the snow.
Yes, I'm actually getting old.
The stump of a pipe he holds tight in his teeth. And the smoke is encircling his head like a wreath.
That's it, Nick.
What?
I got you.
What?
Smoking's illegal everywhere now, except in Minnesota. Okay, put him out.
But hell, what about my broad face and my little round belly that shakes when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly?
Yeah, what about?
He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
I gotta lose some weight.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. Okay, I took off the cuffs. I had nothing to dread.
Nick spoke not a word.
For once.
But went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned.
Like a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
I hate chimneys.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his deers gave a whistle.
And away they all flew, like the down on a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim that he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all!
And to all a good night!
Arm Smasher!
Merry Christmas!
Well, good afternoon, and a very ho-ho-ho to you, and you, and especially to you. KBC here with a special edition. Yeah, it's an ordinary edition of the Bit Slap. Today devoted to one song. Song? Well, poem? Whatever you want to call it. We're talking about A Night Before Christmas, which original name was A Visit from St. Nicholas, written by Clement Clark Moore back in 1823, 189 years ago. It was actually published on December 23rd of 1823, 189 years ago today, as we speak. It was first published in the Troy, New York Sentinel on that date. It was sent there by a friend of Clement Moore's. There is some controversy. It is alleged to have also been written, or perhaps written, by Major Henry Livingston Jr. of New York. He was a Dutchman, Dutch New Yorker. And if Moore didn't write it, it's likely that Livingston did. Livingston was a distant relative of Clement Moore's wife. According to legend, the poem was composed by Mr. Moore on a snowy winter's day while he was out shopping on a sleigh. Remember sleighs? People had sleighs back in those days. And, of course, they would shop just like we shop now, right before Christmas. One thing I discovered is that Donder and Blitzen, the two reindeers, Donder and Blixum, translate into thunder and lightning in English. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, we started off with Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams, The Night Before Christmas, The Blink Before Christmas from the Fillmore 4, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, 4. Johnny Powers, The Night Before Yuletide, Bebop Santa from Babs Gonzalez, Tony Rodell Larson, Cool Yule, Damon Cardwell, A Visit from Nick. You don't want to be there when Nick comes to town, I'm telling you. Stan Freberg, The Night Before Christmas, The Barrettes, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and John Leguizamo, The Night Before Christmas, and A Visit from St. Nick Danger from the Firesign Theater. And we still mourn the passing of Peter Bergman. So stay tuned. We got a bunch more. They're all very, very different. I'm telling you, I could not believe this. And I'll be back to explain them shortly. So please stay tuned, and we'll come back and tell you about it. Ho, ho, ho.
Dear Santa, this is Julie Brown, and I just want to say I don't want anything for Christmas this year because, well, I learned the real meaning of Christmas, and I wrote this story that I'd like to share with you. It's called My Night Before Christmas by Julie Brown. 'Twas like the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except the maid who was redoing the windows because they were streaky, and I was having people over the next day for Christmas power brunch. Okay, so then the caterer calls and canceled because he'd just done this, like, power buffet for Madonna and he said it had given him a nervous breakdown. Well, I just freaked. I mean, it was total PMS time. So I called everyone and canceled. I was totally depressed. And I made this blender of pina coladas. You know, I was ready to get totally wasted. Suddenly, the angel on top of my Christmas tree started to glow. I mean, it was totally Spielberg-esque. I'm serious. And the angel said, Julie, you have got your head up your butt as far as your priorities are concerned. And I said, oh, Christmas angel, I know. What should I do? She said, go out and find some poor people and learn the Christmas spirit. So I drove around looking for some poor people, but I live in Beverly Hills, so it took hours, you know. Well, I finally found some poor people. Well, they weren't really poor, but they were badly dressed, you know. So I brought them home, and it was an awesome experience. I mean, they showed me how to make coffee and roll cigarettes, and we played Twister and sang Christmas carols. I mean, I felt just like Jimmy Stewart, you know, in that movie, It's a Fabulous Life. And they spent the night, and they left the next morning, and, okay, sure, some of my stuff was missing, but I learned the Christmas spirit. I did. I mean, Christmas is about sharing and caring and reaching out and touching someone. It's not about power brunches or fabulous cleavage or having a diamond ring. My ring. They stole my ring! Those creeps, I never take it off! Oh, that's right. They got me drunk and they stole my ring. I could just kill them. I can't believe this. Okay, dear Santa, I have changed my mind. I want a chainsaw now. Because Christmas is about revenge, okay? It's about tracking down the people who stole your ring and threatening them with a chainsaw. I cannot believe this. I swear to God, okay? I have to go. Merry Christmas.
Was the fright before Christmas. No one upset me with a big bowl of popcorn watching TV. I stretched, gave a yawn, settled back in my chair in hopes that St. Nicholson soon would be there. The children were lying awake without sleep. They'd seen all his movies. He gives them the creeps. I'd queued up Cuckoo's Nest with my trusty remote to the part where he had all the nuts on the boat. When out in the yard, there arose such a noise, I turned off the TV to see what it was. And what to my wondering eyes should approach but the Los Angeles Lakers and Pat Riley, their coach. The limo was racing, the team at its heels. That's when I saw him, the man at the wheel. He ranted and cursed, waved round his swizzle stick, and I knew in a second it must be Jack Nick. More rapid than the Celtics, these Lakers they came. He screamed like a madman and called them by name.
Now Magic, now Worthy, now Scott and Kareem. On Cooper, on Rambis, and the rest of the team.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholson came with a groan. Then he brushed off the soot and said,
Honey, I'm home.
He was wearing a trench coat. With beer it was stained. And a shirt clawed to shreds by Shirley MacLaine. He had a fat face and a flabby beer belly. From too many trips to the bar and the deli.
It's tough when an actor becomes fat and lazy. I only get calls to play weirdos and crazies. And middle-aged has-beens with washed-up careers. But I'll fix them all and play Santa this year.
And with that, he buried his head in the sack and said,
Let's see what you get from your old buddy Jack. A hatchet for Daddy.
He reared back his head.
To scare all those little buggers upstairs in bed. And a stiff drink for Mommy in a nice tall glass. She could really use something to kill that bug up her chimney.
With a wink of his eye and a twist of his face, he threw all the stockings into the fireplace. What could I do? What could I say? What would I wear on my feet Christmas Day? I asked for a reason, and turning his head, he looked straight at me, and here's what he said.
Why? Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why. When you're out Christmas shopping, you know, doing your little Christmas things with all your little Christmas friends, spreading all that Christmas cheer with those stupid Christmas songs. Did you ever stop and think of picking up a little something for old Jack? Huh? Did you ever stop to think what Jack might like for Christmas? You know, Jack from the movies, up on the big screen, pouring his heart out, giving it everything he's got, day in and day out, just trying as hard as he can to bring a tiny little bit of sunshine into your miserable little humdrum lives. Did you ever think of good old Jack, huh? For a second? No, not once. Maybe old Jack just wasn't that good, huh? Maybe I wasn't good enough and the postman always rings twice. Acted my guts out for you in that one. Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, Witches of Freaking Eastwick, Pritchie's Freaking Honor. All for you, pal, just to brighten things up for you. Not good enough, though, is it? No, you want me to brighten up the Christmas season, too, huh? Isn't that what you want, pal? Okay, let's make things real bright around here. What do you say we decorate the tree? String up these pretty lights here. Oh, she's looking brighter already. Why don't we take this cute little angel and ram her on the top branch, huh? Huh? How about some gasoline for the whole freaking thing? I mean, let's make her just as bright as she can be. What do you say we light her up and chuck her through the old picture window here, huh, pal? No sense having a tree as bright as all that, not giving the neighbors a chance to see, don't you think? There, aren't you glad old Jack stopped by?
The flames towered brightly in the cold, wintry sky as he made for his limo and bade his goodbye. And an age may unfold ere I fail to regret that visit from St. Nicholson, which I'd sooner forget. But I swear by the goosebumps upon my skin that I'll always remember that devilish grin and his voice crying out ere he faded from sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and I hope I never see you again as long as I live, for crying out loud.
Night, night before Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Night. Merry Christmas to all and all a good night. in many will care and hope that St. Nicholas will soon be there.
Night. Merry Christmas to all a good 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 night.
To my wondering eyes should appear a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. Down the chimney with a rat-a-tat-tat. He was all dressed in fur and a big Santa hat.
Night, night, night
for Christmas.
Night, night, night
for Christmas.
Night, night, night for Christmas. And all a good night. Merry Christmas, all a good night. Merry Christmas, all a good night. Merry Christmas, all and all a good night. Merry Christmas, all and all a good night.
Stairs when it's Santa getting here. Video games, airplanes, skateboard, dirt bikes.
We were awakened in the night by Santa and his sleigh laying on the rooftop. Goodies in the bag that'll make your mouth drop. Jamie got a sack, Gary got a sack, Kim got a sack, Rube got a sack, Sarah got a sack, Cam got a sack, Wick got a sack. We all kick it back. We party with the elves, we party with the elves, hey! We party with the elves, we party with the elves,
oh.
In the air, come on, we're room in the air.
We party with the elves, we party with the elves,
oh.
We party with the elves,
we party with the elves,
oh.
We party with the elves, we party with the elves,
oh.
Night, oh, night,
oh, night,
oh, Christmas.
This was Christmas, according to Everything for the House. Before the night, a creature was not enthusiastic, so not a rat. The ground floors were hung chimney before her, main interest in the hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children are crouching quite heartily for itself, informed her. During visions of the sugar plums, into its heads he danced. And Mommy in her tissue, and me in my cap, if our brains were satisfied alone with the nap of long winter. If there from on the blanket a certain tick bore, I have my bed jumped in order to see that he has the matter was. I steered street at the window to a lightning. If it has Gia Brisson, whatever that is, you process the door. And he threw into the air, I mutilate she. The moon on the breast of the new redeemable snow. If it gave at the noon clarity to the objects this he too much at. The rear so me my eyes that they are amazed, but a miniature sleigh at eight inferior reindeers with a small old chauffeur. Much I lives and fast soon, I knew that is he the saint hit must. Faster than eagles their courses from this she would have come, and he whistles, and it screamed, and she reminded them of her names. Now Dasher, now Dancers, now Prancer, and he hides. Since above Comet, since above Cupid, since above Tun and Lance of the Lightnings. At the top of the column hall, at the top of the wall, now dies Eclipse, Eclipse dead persons, each deceased overshadowed. As dryly this before the tornado fly the leaves wildly, if they find an obstacle mounted at the heavens. Because I exceeded the courses that flew at the blanket, with which so from toys Nicholas full sleighs and saint. And then in a sparkle I heard on the blanket, this the done one from to jump and the fact to scratch from each small nail. As I pushed my head and I rotated around, he came during the chimney sanctifying Nicholas with a border. He will attract everything in skin from their proof and its foot. And his clothing becomes everything with the ash and the soot stained. One package of toys that it a hawker as, summer on their backs and them through seems, that it opens alone his crate. His eyes as they glistened, his dimples as happy, his cheeks were like, were wormy-like, his nose as a cherry. Small mouth he become hoist, more in funny way like one. I turn, and the beard on his chin was like her nose it snows. The stump of a management that it stopped hermetically in their teeth. And the smoke, the her top like one put on ring. He had a wide face and a small round stomach that fluctuated as he laughed. You of frost completely a bowl. He was more cheerfully fat man and pleasantly a right the old elf, and I laughed as I saw him despite myself. A move of his eye and soon a rotation there was of their head to know me that I didn't have not only anything to fear. He didn't speak with the voice, but when he went exactly at his work, and he has all ground floors filled, that then was turned with a push. And the fact to put their fingers of his nose at the side, and on the chimney, he rose when giving a sign of the head. He have give more a pipe at their sleighs, jumped his team. And she vanished everything. She flew like the down of an iron top. Okay, this is the best. But I intended to shout the matter before I would see Pitts. The Christmas contentment at the everything and at a whole made harms. I'll certainly shout the matter before I see Pitts.
When all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hanging beside the fireplace in hopes that St. Nicholas was going to touch base. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, dreaming of Christmas and snowmen and sleds. And Mama and I sipped a glass of champagne and went over our plan again and again. When out on the lawn came the sound of a crash, away to the window I flew like a flash, into the darkness I started to peer, made out a small sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver some 10 yards away, in a heap where he'd just been thrown from the sleigh. What an old idiot he must have felt, forgetting to fasten his sleigh safety belt. He got to his feet and then he fell down. Then he got up again, a bit like a clown. The reindeer were giggling. He was covered with snow. He cleared his throat and said, "Ho, ho, ho. You are naughty, reindeer, to laugh at your boss. Stop it right now or I shall get cross." One of them giggled and he gave it a smack, slipped, slithered, and fell right on his back. They hooted with laughter, they chortled with glee. Santa got up, he was really angry. He shouted at them, "This is no time to goof, we've got to fly up and get on that roof. Now Dasher, now Flasher, now Abdul and Maud, on Keith and Banana and whatever you're called. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, fly up there, fly up there, fly up there all." And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. I drew in my head, and as I turned round down the chimney, Sir Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all dirty with ashes and soot. A flat-screen TV he had strapped to his back, and a Sony game station, and a big Apple Mac. His eyes, how they twinkled, his laugh lines so deep. His nose was enormous, a bit like a sheep. His beard so white and still covered with snow. "Ho, ho, ho," he announced. "Ho, ho, 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 ho." He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. It annoyed me, he was so pleased with himself. Never mind, it was time to go ahead with our plan. I checked that I had the Campbell soup can. He went to his work with a loud, happy laugh, laid electronics all round the hearth, then carefully placed the new video game. I grasped the can firmly and took careful aim. He was filling the stockings with all sorts of crap when the can hit him hard, right on his red cap. He took a step back into the bear trap, and to our delight we heard it go snap. "Ow, ow, 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 ow," he howled in pain. "Ow, ow, ow, ow," again and again. His heart-rending cries echoed round the high walls, but we started cheering. We'd caught Santa Claus. So he now lives with us, locked up in the cellar. We go down each day to see the old fella and get our new presents. And we ate the reindeer, so we're sorry, but Christmas is cancelled next year.
House. He creeps down the stairway as light as a mouse. Upstairs in the bedroom, the wife is asleep. Downstairs, Hush is drinking, not making a peep.
Well, you know, the work shoes are all hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Stas is soon going to be there. Oh, the house is all lit up. From the street you can see the kielbasas and the sausages hanging from the tree. Then I hear this big bang and the house starts to shudder. Some nut lands on the roof and breaks the rain gutter. Then he jumps down the chimney and he's swearing because it's tight. I'm hiding behind beer cases, clean out of sight.
He lands on the fire and scorches his hair. On the busted up boards, great, that's still burning there. As he climbs out the fireplace, Stas
takes a look. He doesn't look much like a Santa should look.
He had vodka glazed eyes and a gut like a bubble. Hadn't shaved for a week and had soot in his stubble. He lost all the buttons off his Mackinaw, and he wore the biggest damn Red Wings I ever saw. This old Polish Santa, I know without fear, cause he heads for the kitchen and knocks down a beer. He drinks a whole six pack, he gives a big smirk, he lets out a belch, and he goes right to work.
Then under the tree, the old fart starts to set the most beautiful presents a Pola can get. There's blaze or chum clothes and a shovel for brother, with a bright red babushka and a pickaxe for mother.
Well, I must see him leave, so I rushes outside, and I looks up on the roof while down in the bushes I hide. And what do I see when I look through the twigs? It's his old wooden garbage cart pulled by eight pigs. Polish Santa jumps in and he's giving them all hell. Come on, you pigs, move. Don't just stand there and smell. I'm Stella, I'm Walter, I'm Stanley, I'm Joe. And all of you sinners whose names I don't know.
Fly over the junkyard and turn to the right. He visits all people before he gets tight.
Then I hear him exclaim as he flew over me.
I'm the only Polak that gives stuff for free. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas there. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 you know.
The Night Before Christmas by Edna F. Pauly, Golden Spot Gem and Mineral Society. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring. There wasn't room for a mouse. With geodes and nodules under table and chair, a wee little mouse can't squeeze in anywhere. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, as visions of fossil fish swam through their heads. And mother, dreaming of opals, and me of a lap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the street there rose such a clatter, I jumped out of bed as mad as a hatter. Stumbled downstairs, two at a time, just as our clock told its 3 a.m. chime. I opened the door and took a long look. The sight that I saw there would make quite a book. For parking in front, with a roar and a squeak, was dear old St. Nick in a well-loaded Jeep. He paused just a moment to check his long list and made doubly certain no one would be missed. There's agate, onyx, turquoise and rhodonite, carnelian, crystal, sapphire, and malachite. He named every stone I ever had heard, and my heart was so happy it sang like a bird. For rocks to a rock hound are really a must, right next to that stuff labeled In God We Trust. It took quite a while to do this little chore, but as soon as he'd finished, he came straight to our door. And I can't understand, though I've honestly tried, but before I could turn, he was right there inside. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and I stood there and watched, though I felt like a jerk. For he knew what I wanted more than I did myself, and was wise beyond reason, this right jolly old elf. The gifts he had brought were trips for next year, and the making of new friends from far and near. The singing of old songs around campfires bright, and being with the gang every rock meeting night. He picked up his pack and prepared to depart, and I gave him my thanks from the bottom of my heart. For friendship, we know, is a wonderful gem, and the principal key to peace among men. He sprang to his Jeep and stepped on the gas and left mid the snowflakes which sparkled like glass. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas, Rock Hounds, and to all a good night."
It was the night before Christmas in Texas, you know, way out on the prairie without any snow. Asleep in their cabin were Buddy and Sue, dreaming a Christmas like me and like you. not stockings but boots at the foot of their bed. For this was in Texas, what more need be said? When all of a sudden from out the still night there came such a ruckus it gave me a fright. I saw across the prairie like a shot from a gun, a loaded up buckboard come on at a run. The driver was geeing and hawing with a will. The hoss is not reindeer, he drove with the skill. Come on there, Buck Pancho, and Prince to the right. There's plenty of traveling for you all tonight. The driver in Levi's in shirt that was red had a 10-gallon Stetson on top of his head. As he stepped from his buckboard, he was really a sight, with his beard and mustaches so curly and white. As he burst in the cabin, the children awoke, and both so astonished that neither one spoke. And he filled up their boots with such presents galore that neither could think of a single thing more. When Buddy recovered the use of his jaws, he asked in a whisper, "Are you Santa Claus? Am I the real Santa? Ho ho, what do you think?" And he smiled as he gave a mysterious wink. Then he leaped in his buckboard and he called in his drawl to the children of Texas, "Merry Christmas, you all."
The next day it was Christmas. The night it was still. The stockings was hung by the chimney to fill. Now nothing was stirring, not at all in the house, for fear that St. Nicholas would nix come round. The kiddies was all tired and gone to their bed, when Mama in nightgown and I shushed ahead. We was searching around in the closet for toys, when we crept around quiet, not to make any noise. Now Mama was carrying all the toys in her gown, showing her person from the waist down. When as we came near the crib of our boy, the youngest and the sweetest, our pride and our joy, his eyes was wide open as he peeked from his cot, and he sees everything what his mama has got. But he don't even notice the toys in her lap. He's just asked for who is the little fur cap. When Mama said, "Hush," when she smiled with delight, she said, "I think I give that to your papa tonight."
Okay, well, Santa's packing his bag and getting ready to head on up the chimney again for another year. We started that set with Julie Brown, My Night Before Christmas, Bob Rivers and Twisted Christmas, The Visit from St. Nicholson, The Night Before Christmas from Gary Hoey, Bob Purse, The Visit of Sacred Nicholas, The Playboys, The Night Before Christmas, and John Cleese. Same title, Night Before Christmas. Scott Chapin, The Polish Night Before Christmas. Edna F. Pauli, Night Before Christmas, Geological Mix. Wilf Carter, The Night Before Texas in Christmas. And Hank the Hobo and his friends, The Dutchman's Night Before, guess what, Christmas. That's correct. So tomorrow is Christmas Day, apparently. This depends on whether there's anybody at FMU to post these things in the right order. This is supposed to be before Christmas Eve, which is, hey, the night before Christmas. Don't tell anybody. And tomorrow, they hopefully will be publishing the KBC Radio Christmas disc in its entirety. 26 cuts uninterrupted by Blather. Something I send out to people every year. If you'd like a copy of the CD with, you know, mediocre artwork, you can get a hold of me here at kbcradio@yahoo.com. I'll be glad to send you a copy. Otherwise, you'll find it online tomorrow, I hope. I'm assuming it will. Liz Berg is very good at these things. But otherwise, I will be back next week with something non-Christmassy. Because guess what? Christmas is freaking over. All right, time to put your goodwill back in the box and start being nasty to people again. Okay, you can do that? All right. Couple of mystery tunes here for you. One of them is not so mysterious. One is like out of left field, as usual. So I'm hoping you guys all have a really good holiday. And I'm hoping you're good to each other and that everybody's good to you, especially Santa Claus. Especially you, size 9. See you next week.
This reading is called A Visit from Madison Avenue. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house...
You too can have luxurious wall-to-wall carpeting for only $99.95. Call Mark at 75858. I'll repeat that number. Call Mark at 75858.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
I want my maple.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Many tablets contain drugs that may leave you even more drowsy and depressed. But new Vicks cold tablets are medically different.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Yes, Mellor, triple-tilt, triple-track, all-aluminum storm screen sash are open easily at the lightest touch and so easy to clean.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
It's so easy when you use less toil.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Everything is different about the compact Corvair. See it at your Chevrolet dealers Friday, October 2nd.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be...
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Fitzgerald and Sample. On Batten, on Barton, on Durston and Osborne. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew.
Traveling's easy on Eastern Airlines.
With a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too.
Why not?
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
To put a little fun in your life, try dancing.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
That's a great stunt, Mr. Acrobat.
Thanks, but I work in a garage.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
You know, things like that were a major problem here until we discovered less toil.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
We're doing our Christmas shopping at Robert Hall this year.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
Get a good-looking tan whenever you wish with Man Tan.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
Sure, Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
But you must lose up to 6 pounds in just days. Many more pounds thereafter, or pay nothing. Regimen tablets. Safe, taken as directed.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Just as this invisible shield helps protect me, Colgate with Gardol fights both tooth decay and mouth odor for most people all day.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying his finger aside of his nose.
Would you believe it? I have a cold.
And giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
Another man who thinks for himself.
He sprang in his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
Viva USA in your Chevrolet. America is at you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the great land of all.
Was the night before
Christmas,
and all through
Grandma's house,
not a
creature
was stirring, not even a
pencil neck geek.
The
tubeless tires
were hung by
spacemen from a flying saucer
with care, in the hope that
Santa Claus
soon would be there. The
puppies
were nestled all snug
on the bedpost overnight,
while visions of
a double cheeseburger
danced in there, and Ma in her
fancy, fancy, teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini,
and I in my
green polka dot pajamas
had just settled down
to sleep beside this tree,
when out on
the lawn
there arose such a I sprang from my
bathtub
to see
what's the matter.
Away
through the window
I ran
like a flash,
and
my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
It was a
one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people here,
and eight tiny
reindeer.
But I knew in a moment it must be
Kris Kringle,
and he gave a
whistle
and called them by name.
On Donner, on Bleason, on Chewy, on Tavo. Come on, Beto.
He was
too fed for me.
And I
laughed and laughed
when I saw him. He went straight to his work and filled all the
tubeless tires
and made a
jump to the left.
And he said,
I must be going.
And away they all flew.
To the
but I heard him
scream and shout
as he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas
to all. And don't forget to
stay demented.
Huh?